This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. Prime Minister will inaugurate the Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar this morning. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will inaugurate the Keynes Semicon plant at Sanand, Ahmedabad, and also address a public gathering. Thereafter, Mr. Modi will travel to Vav Thared, where he will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a visit to Bihar and Karnataka beginning today. On the first day of her visit, the President will attend the convocation ceremony of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar. Tomorrow, the President will join the celebrations of the 119th birthday and Guru Vandana of Dr. Sri Sri Shivakumar Mahaswamiji at Sri Siddhaganga Math in Karnataka's Tumakuru. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved proposals from the state governments for procuring record quantities of pulses and oilseeds during the Rabi 2025-26 season at minimum support price MSP in Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Karnataka. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said that this procurement will be carried out under the Price Support Scheme, PSS, and will provide relief to farmers from the compulsion of selling their crops at throwaway prices. The government has notified a set of 33 questions to be asked during the first phase of Census 2027. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Registrar General and Sensex Commissioner of India, Mrityunjay Kumar Narayan, informed that the census will be conducted in two phases. Mr. Narayan said that in the first phase, house listing and self-enumeration will be carried out. He said the first phase will be conducted between April 1st and September 30th as per schedules finalized by states and union territories. The commissioner noted that the self-enumeration facility will be conducted over a 15-day period between 1st of April and 31st of August this year, with the schedule varying across states and union territories. The 7-day International Film Festival 2026 will conclude today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The closing ceremony of the festival was organized yesterday in the presence of Delhi's Lieutenant Governor Taranjit Singh Sandhu, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Tourism and Culture Minister Kapil Mishra. Speaking at the occasion, Delhi LG highlighted the transformative power of cinema and said that deeply personal stories can resonate across cultures and borders. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure, including desalination plants, if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. In an interview to a news channel, Trump said U.S. troops could seize Iran's Kharg Island oil export hub. Iran has threatened to mine the Persian Gulf if its territory is invaded. The United States and Israel kept up their attacks yesterday, while Iran struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait and an oil refinery in Israel came under fire. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jain Tirthankar, Bhagwan Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. Mahavir Jayanti is considered to be one of the most auspicious days for the Jain community and holds a lot of importance in their religious life. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the countrymen, especially the Jain brothers and their sisters, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. India Sheetal Devi has been named Para Archer of the Year 2025 by World Archery, adding to her extraordinary achievements, which also includes a historic World Championship crown. The 19-year-old from Jammu and Kashmir became the first female armless archer to win gold at the World Para Archery Championships. And that is the end of this news bulletin.